Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Rubicon Theater Company presents Taking Sides by Academy Award-winning writer Sir Ronald Harwood. Directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane, the cast features returning Rubicon artists Peter Van Norden, Patrick Vest, and Silen Brown, with Adrian Sparks, Tara Donovan, and Vivian Latham. Don't miss this compelling play that explores what happens when art and politics collide. Taking Sides runs Wednesdays through Sundays until November 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. We always want to say thank you for what you do. Thank you for your families. You know, it's just really about, you know, your service. And I just want to start our show with saying we are so grateful for that. I am Kim. I'm here with John Blystone. How you doing, John?
Great. Good morning.
Very good. Very good. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's beautiful. Another fabulous weekend.
There you go. All right. Well, we've got a great show for you. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And of course, we love our callers. And you can call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. It feels like the holidays are in the air.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, we've got a lot of things happening, and of course right around the corner is the holiday feasts and all that good stuff. So we've got some new stuff that we're going to share with all of you, but we've got a great show, and we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. So I always like to start with something uplifting. Sometimes life is about risking everything for a dream no one else can see but you. And so that's what it's all about. Is this is a show where we hear people's stories and really find out how they live their life, what their dreams are, and maybe it resonates with you and you can get some ideas, or maybe it lifts you, or maybe it changes you. That's what this show is all about. And so I'm so grateful that you are here. I want to make sure that if you're on social, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and connect with us. We also have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and that tells a little bit more about all of our guests. And you can visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. I do want to talk about our guest today, and our first guest is Michelle Howe, and her book is Grandparenting. And then we're going to have Deborah Blanchard, and her book is The Feminist Guide to Raising a Little Princess. Wow, right off the bat, huh?
Yeah.
I know. It's funny. I have a little granddaughter that is on the way, can't wait, and I've got all my grandchildren here. It was fun. This week we had them all in the bath together and just getting to know each other again. And so it's because they don't live here, so they're just visiting.
Special time when they're around.
Yeah. John, you want to start off with something for Veterans Day,
I saw one today that makes a lot of sense to me, and it's real simple. It says, if you want to thank a soldier, be the kind of American worth fighting for.
Mm.
And I think that...
What does that mean to you?
I don't think the way... some things are happening in today's world. They're not going over there to risk their lives for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that, you know, the veterans should have the best of everything.
I totally
agree.
When they
agree. Come
back. You know what? Even if you see somebody walking and, you know, you realize that they're a Marine or they're, you know, whatever their you know, interest is, mm-hmm. go over and shake their hand and just say thank you. Thank you for your service. Even our police and our firemen, I mean, really, anybody that's really servicing our country. And that's, you know, so I
just did it the other day. I saw the hat. You know, you can see the hat.
That's
and you know
right.
It's going to be something. And he was Korean War.
There
and
you
it
go.
Just, thank you
yeah.
very much for your service.
Thank
and he
you.
Said, thank you. And that's all they want.
That's all they want. Be acknowledged. So anyways, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we start off with the Rubicon Theater presentation of Taking Sides that runs all the way through. Well, it's through this weekend, November 12th. We have tickets for that. Rubio's, the original fish taco, mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating. We also have California kettle corn, high-quality kernels, hand-popped, and homemade L.A. Zoo tickets. Your chance to win those with Kim and breakfast at Pete's Breakfast House, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce available, located at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura.
All right, perfect. And in fact, we want to share something that Hometown Buffet is doing, right, for all the veterans. And John, you want
Absolutely.
To talk about that?
They are having the opportunity for veterans to come in and receive a free buffet and drink all day long from 11 to 8 on the 13th,
Is that Monday?
I think it's Monday.
Yes, it is Monday.
Monday,
yeah,
from 11
Monday.
To 8, Hometown Buffet.
Any of the hometowns, anywhere that you are. So there's one out here in Oxnard. They're all over the place, but definitely go and check that out.
Absolutely. Veterans, take advantage of this. And
yeah, I'm going to post that on my Facebook, too. And at the same time, as we're getting ready for Hometown Buffet, is taking the stress out of our holidays, and they've got the Holiday Feast. And last year, they donated a couple of these to us, to here at the Kim Pagano Show, and I, in turn, donated them to a couple nonprofits that I knew that would be able to really enjoy a dinner on us. So anyways, if you all have a restaurant or you have a business and you want to help us, you know, share the holidays with our listeners out there, or somebody that's maybe just needs a little pickup in their life, I would love to do that. So you can also give us a call here at 805-419-0008.
I think that's important. That's the best regifting you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think. You get
in
something
fact,
like that.
You know, as you're saying that, you know, go ahead.
No, I just you receive something like that, and it's not to be religious. It's like the loaves and the fishes thing. You just take a little bit, and it expands out, and you can feed more people. And I just think the simple acts anymore are the big ones.
Right. Well, it's interesting. I was meeting with Hometown Buffet, and I met this man, Evan Mackey. I hope he's listening right now. But he had a perfect saying. In fact, Tom, listen to this. You have to give yourself away to find yourself.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, that's just profound right there. Yes. And that's really what it's all about. If you're looking for who you are inside, give your services away, give your gifts away, and you'll find that person.
Yep.
So lots of good stuff. Anyways, all right. I am excited. And Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And I'm excited to talk to you. I am a grandparent of 3 and one more little girl on the way.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I have 4 adult children, 2 mm-hmm. are married. Mm-hmm. My son is going to be getting married soon, and we have 4 grandchildren.
Oh, okay. I have 4 children. Do you have 2 girls, 2 boys?
I have 3 girls and 1 son.
Okay, I've got 2 girls, 2 boys. So, yep, very cool. What is this, your first book?
This is my 18th book.
Oh, gosh. I just like to ask that. I mean, okay, so what are your other books on that, you know, is it just different things that you love to do or what?
Well, you know, my first book came out in 1999. It was on single parenting, and I've never been a single parent, but 2 of my closest friends became single parents kind of against their will. And I was just telling their stories and ended up writing 5 books for single moms because I had such a passion for the heroes that they are and what a hard job it is. And then, you know, my other books just kind of followed my life, and I was writing about health issues for a while, and then I started writing about the empty nest, and then another book about the empty nest, and then caring for aging parents. So it's kind of...
The circle of life, exactly.
Yeah,
wow.
The circle of life, right. So I don't know what's coming next. So
Okay. Let's think good things out there, right? I love
right,
it.
Right.
So what do you think the difference between grandparents and grandparents?
I think there is a huge difference. You know, you see most grandparents are really excited, and they get into the whole role of grandparenting with great enthusiasm. And they just love on their adult children and their grandchildren. They get into their lives. They are their great helpers and supports, and they really invest. And those are what I term grandparents, who really see their task as something that can even have eternal repercussions. I mean, they realize they're investing in these little people, mm-hmm. and they can do it for as long as they're alive, mm. as opposed to maybe a smaller group of grandparents that kind of just dip in and out of their grandchildren's lives casually. They're not really invested. They don't really sacrifice. They just look at it as, well, I already raised my kids. I'm not raising your kids too. And of course, I could take issue with that attitude because there's such an opportunity to invest in the next generation. And I think everybody in our country needs to do that.
I so agree. And, you know, it's interesting because we literally, one of our grandsons doesn't live out here, and he's here visiting, and he doesn't really know me. And I don't want to, like, push myself on him, but I was like, okay, what does he like to eat? What is all the things? So I got everything in, you know, because my my twins that live out here, and they're with me all the time, and my daughter says all they do is Nana, Papa, Nana, Papa, you know? And I want the same for him, but I'm waiting patiently so that I don't try to be that grandma that's like, God, leave me alone, know? But eventually, I'm sure he'll warm up. He just doesn't know me, and it's not fair. It's sad, and it makes me like, okay, we need to visit more often. So I love that. And it's just another opportunity. It's like these little babies are looking up to you, and you have more knowledge than you did before when you were parenting.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I love how you're being that patient, wise grandma and not thrusting herself into your little guy's or girl's face, you know what I mean?
Because
that's one, I even have a chapter on that, where if you aren't living in the same town or state as your grandchildren, boy, every time you see them, there's got to be an acclimation period.
Yeah.
My three grandsons now live across our state, and we don't see them as much. Now, they're a little older, and they were here for the first 6 years. But even now, I find that we have to have a warm-up period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now they'll come in and hug me, but they don't get real friendly until we really start doing some fun things.
Right.
We start eating, you know, whatever. But, you know, you just got to be careful. Like you said, be patient. And, you know, the grandparents, I think, who find themselves most often rejected are the ones who come in there like gangbusters and just demand affection. And nobody likes to be,
you got to warm your way in. And it's funny, we took a little hike through my backyard because I've got avocado trees, and my other grandsons love that. So I was like, let's go, you want to take a walk? And he was like, well, maybe. You know, and so we found some avocados and some tangerines, and you know, and he was still, I'm like, all right, we'll get there. It will just be, you know, and can I help you, you know, give the dogs a bone. You know, I'm finding little things, but it is, they don't know, and they've been taught stranger danger, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it makes me a little sad, but it's all, it's all in perspective. And so I just got to do my job a little better and warm up to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
It's funny. My two sons are in their 20s, but my parents, they still try to make it once a month, drive over and have a meal with them. And
so
sometimes
nice.
I'll go with them, but often it just needs to be the two of them and the two of them, the two sons and the parents.
Yeah.
And it's a couple hours, but it's just like, okay, we're connected, but we're not imposing.
Right.
And they let them decide, when will it work for you?
That's nice. Yeah. That's really nice.
Well, I love that because with four adult children, I am always, so excited when other adults that I respect and love enter into my adult children's lives and speak into their lives. So that is so cool that your parents do that. I love that.
I do too. And you know what? That's an interesting thing. And I do want to just remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are talking with Michelle Howe. And you know what is interesting? Even when my kids were growing up, I remember saying, if you talk to, somebody like you said that you love and trust and have the same morals of you, if your kids listen to them, it's just as good as you talking. And so you surround yourself with really, people that can add value to your children's lives. And so sometimes all they hear with their parents is, wow, 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 And somebody else says it and they're like, I never thought of going back to school, And you're like, okay, they haven't heard me, but they will hear them.
Yeah, you're not an authoritarian figure. You're just kind of an innocent bystander. So
yeah. So you're right.
And this happened so many times with my kids. I mean, I laugh silently when they come home and tell me, so-and-so's mom or dad told me to do this. And I'm thinking, I think I remember this conversation that we had last week, and I said the same thing. But it's fine. As long as they're hearing it from somebody, that's all good.
Exactly. I love that. Very good. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about, for parents and grandparents that maybe aren't involved with their kids, grandchildren, or a lot of them are raising their grandchildren right now, correct?
Yes.
Talk
there's
about
so many.
That.
Well, we have a drug crisis in our country. We really do. And I've found a lot of the women that I interact with have adult children who are addicted to heroin, or they're alcoholics, or they've lost jobs, or for whatever their personal crisis is, that they have children. Many of them have small children. And a number of the people that I'm close to are now raising their grandchildren.
Correct.
And that's not the role that they wanted. But they are such great heroes, and they're so responsible and self-sacrificial. I mean, they have really stepped in, because it's either they raise them or they go through, into the foster care system, which no one wants. So I look at that and I think, wow, what is really going on? But I think what has happened is, in large extent, so many of the young adults haven't been responsible as parents, young parents that they are. And so the grandparents, they have a choice. Either they step in or they can watch their grandchildren go to other homes.
Right.
So they're doing it, but it is really taxing on people our age. And I'm in my late 50s, and I love having my grandkids around, but I can't imagine them living with me and me being the sole responsible adult that has to, educate them, do everything for them, just like I did for my own kids 20 years ago.
Right. You would feel like you're kind of giving up your life a little bit. A lot.
And you are. A lot.
I mean, not a little bit, a lot.
Right. And I have, some instances in the book that talk about, these great, grandma and grandpas who, they had these great plans to travel, and their retirement was really kind of focused and really kind of set up in a nice way. And then they end up having to adopt, some of their grandchildren. And now all the money that they had squirreled away very frugally and wisely is now going toward raising their grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they regret it? If you talk to them, they'll say, we never expected our future to look the way it looks right now, but the blessing of having our kids in our grandchildren in our home, and us having the privilege of being the ones raising them, it's worth all the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're strategic about needing time to rest, getting away alone so that they can recharge, just like young moms and dads have to do.
And then they don't really have I mean, that's what's so great about a grandparent or grandparents, hopefully, is you can give your children a little rest. You can, you know, they need to recharge like all of us do. And okay. yet if you're grandparenting, then you're not, who recharges you, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes, it is a real challenge. And I think you have to look to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a church community, you know, you can get help there.
Right.
You know, you might be hiring babysitters to take care of your grandchildren so that you, and if you're married, you and your spouse can get out for an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tricky, but it's like parenting all over again. And hopefully, you know, it won't be forever. But, you know, some of the stories I share are so heartbreaking because you might have an adult child or a son or daughter-in-law who's in jail or prison.
Right.
And, you know, that even adds more and more layers of hurt. You know, to have to work through, you allow your grandchildren to go there to visit their parent when they want to see their parent. But when they do, it sets the child back for weeks emotionally.
Right. Michelle, I mean, we need to, not to interrupt you, but we need to take a really quick break. Can you stay on with this? Because I want to find out a little bit more. I love where you're going with this.
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we would love to give some Rubicon tickets away right now. And, of course, that's Picking Sides. Is it? You have my paper right
here. Taking Sides.
Taking Sides. Thank you. They were here. It's like an amazing show. And I'd love to give some tickets away right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that you are here all the way till we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And,
so
John,
are you, hopefully.
I know. I am too, actually. Yes. John, you want to talk about one of our mentions?
I think this is an interesting event. The Home for the Holidays is coming up, and it's on Sunday, December 10th. And this has a lot of things going on, and it looks like it's out at the Camarillo Ranch.
Yeah, which hosts there's a Red Barn. You get to go shopping there, right?
Yeah, champagne and then pre-tour brunch
at Manhattan.
Funny how you
right?
always have the shopping, champagne.
I know it's like, it just kind of goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah, and then they have the home tour, and those are always fun because people are proud of their house, and then you get ideas, and you can go, wow, and amazing.
Exactly. So I hope to get everybody out there, and that is going to be some fun stuff. And I think we've got some tickets coming up, so definitely tune in to our show and, you know, next, I think it's a couple weeks, but just make sure you get that on the calendar. And of course, that's December 10th.
December 10th, yes. There's all these things are going on. It looks like from about 10 until whenever.
Yeah. What's really good is you can kind of go at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So you go have your brunch, you go do a little shopping, and then you pick up your husband and you walk through the homes.
And then you go through, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do it. Right? So, anyways, well, for anybody that's just waking up with us, one, we are so glad we've got a really good show today. We've got like so many things from animals to sex. How would you say that?
Sectionary,
okay.
Yeah, that's not a sofa.
That's good. I love it. Anyways, we've got good stuff. And right now we're talking with Michelle Howe. And of course, I love this, grandparenting. And Michelle, what are we going to find in your book?
You know, readers, moms, dads, grandmas and grandpas, whoever you are, whatever your role is, aunt or uncle, and if you don't have your own kids, I just like to encourage every person who has a young little body, a little boy or a little girl in your life, even distantly, that you can become that grand person, you know, to invest in their life and love their, you know, love into them and, you know, just nurture them while they're young and then follow them through their life. It's a blessing to you and it'll be a blessing to them. But, you know, there's different parts in this book in it. And the first part, it just defines what is a grandparent. And, you know, the grandparent, like we said at the very beginning of the show, is someone who's purposeful about investing in another person's life, you know, and not be casual. We're all so busy. We're all torn in 25 different directions all the time. So we, you know, as we're grandparenting, you know, comes our way, we may have to get rid of a few things here and there so that we can make time and space in our grandchildren's lives, you know, to spend with them.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody will say, well, what does that mean? I said, well, you know, it might mean that you clean out one of your old bedrooms and put, you know, child-appropriate furniture in there, a crib, a bed, whatever, and toys. Another person might not have to do that, but they might have to make space in their calendar, you know, and then a third type of person might have to make space in their heart. I love that.
Well, we do have the spare room that was really cutely decorated, and now it's got every little truck and and a crib and all the stuff that I need when they come over, and they just go, Nana, I go get all your toys. They pull it all out, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's another safe haven place for their, you know, your grandchildren to come.
Absolutely. And I talk about that in the book too, that, you know, every grandchild, when they visit their grandparents' home, whether it's an apartment or a trailer or a big condo or a lovely, gracious, huge home, mansion-type place, they should feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have a lot of money to have your grandchild feel safe. Mm-hmm. It's how you treat them. It's how you respect them in age-appropriate ways, you know, and nurture them. And like you said earlier, you don't have to push your way emotionally into their life. You let it unfold gradually. But they should feel safe with you. They should never feel that when they are with you, you're going to judge them or be harsh with them,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, scold them in a way that makes them feel ashamed of who they are. Your voice should be life-giving and nurturing and unconditional love. And, grandparenting, you know, we don't have to do the heavy lifting of discipline that we had to do with our own kids.
That's
thankfully,
so true.
You know, we let the parents do that, you know, unless you have custody of your grandchildren, but then that's a whole different role.
Right.
There's an interesting scenario, and I was talking with a lady about this the other day, and she's a grandparent. And it's actually been a way for her to redeem herself because she felt she was a bad parent.
Oh, that's a great. Wow.
And so she is looking at this as like a second chance, not taking over the parenting role, but it's like, I can do this. I can do a better job.
I totally agree with that. I have to be honest with you, because I was a working mom and I was single during my oldest daughter and then lost a baby. And now, you know, you're just a little more calmer, you're a little, you know, more wiser, and you could do it a little easier. And so one of the things I do is to give my children and their husbands you know, the space and tell them what a great job and the support. That's one of the things that, you know, I knew that I enjoyed. You know, the other thing I want to mention really quick, you were talking about a safe place. If we have a pool, we put a pool fence around. And, you know, a lot of people think that why do I have to do it again? Because it's my grandchildren, you know, this is our home. But you want to make sure that, like you were saying, Michelle, that it is a safe place all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, we had to childproof our home again.
Yeah, you know what? We did too. Exactly.
And you know what? In the few things that I have out that are on low tables or whatever, if they get broken, that's on me. Mm-hmm. Because I've already been a mom, and I already know how little hands go for whatever at their eye level. And I tell my kids, don't worry about it. I have a few things that are out that are glass. They're not going to hurt them. But I said, if they knock it over, then it's on me. It's fine. But I think you have to have that attitude. Yeah, you need to cover the plugs and...
Yeah, we have all our plugs and also the detergents. You know. Make sure those have the locks on them.
Yeah, right.
Michelle, what advice, and I love what you've done here, really. What advice would you give to new grandparents?
You know, I would say one thing, and that's get excited about your new role as a grandparent. Get excited about it, you know, and, you know, realize you can write down a whole lot of ideas to how you can invest in your adult children's lives by investing in their children's lives. You know, like you said, give your adult children some breaks. Be a happy babysitter when they call and ask you. And if they're so busy that they don't even ask and they're so frazzled, you know, initiate it. You know, I say once a week, can I have the kids for, you know, just a few hours or have sleepovers, whatever. But realize that you can have a really wonderful and powerful influence in those little lives, you know. And as our world seems to be spinning more and more out of everybody's control, our grandkids need a place where it's calm and they can feel loved. And you know what? We really do take it takes a village. It really does to raise kids well.
I totally agree.
I was wondering, is there a term for the phenomena where grandkids will come over and whatever they do, they get away with? And if it was you when you were a kid, it's almost like if you did it when you were a kid, it was go to your room. When they do the same thing, right. It's go get the camera. And is there a term for that?
I don't know, but I know there's a phenomenon that does happen.
Yeah, it's like they can paint the walls and it's just artwork.
Yeah,
I love it. It's called maturing parents.
Perspective. We have a perspective now that's different. I don't know. Yeah, you're right, though. It happens.
I love it. Michelle, where do we find your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You know, Christian bookstores have it as well. It's out there everywhere online. If you go any place that sells a book, it will have it, too.
You got it. Michelle, please share our show with everyone, and I thank you so much. And send me your other books, and we'd love to have you back.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to just move right on over. And, of course, we've got, is it Deborah? Deborah,
sorry.
Bless you. All right, is it Deborah and is it Blacher?
It's Devorah Blacker. Hi, how are you?
Devorah Blacker. Okay, all right. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Devorah Blacker. I'm a writer. I'm American born and bred, but I've been living overseas for many years. Now I live in Luxembourg. Mm. And I wrote a book about my experience having a little girl who loves princesses when I was just the opposite. And it was a surprising experience for me. And a fun one, too, in the end.
Wow. Okay. And when you say you were the opposite, as far as, you know, the feminist guide to raising, so you were not really, did you not, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, when I had a daughter, I didn't think too deeply about what she was going to be like. I just had faith it was all going to work out. But I never imagined she would be so different from me because I was more of a tomboy and I never liked the color pink. I never got into the princesses. It just wasn't my thing. And certainly as a woman who considers myself a feminist, I thought that the princess message was regressive and not so good for women. And when my daughter turned 3, she just flipped out over princesses. She loved them so much. And it caused me to kind of delve deep into this rabbit hole of who the princesses are and what they are and what does it mean? Is it important? And should I resist or should I just let her have her fun?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, I mean, because so what did you end up doing?
I let her have her fun.
Good, good girl. Yeah, you know, I mean, because that just kind of says, like, they are their own persons.
Absolutely.
They have their own journeys, right? And so many of us parents try to guide and shape our kids. And yet at the same time, you know, it's interesting because we want, you know, we want them to be just like we were or not just like what we were, you know? But
or
what
better,
about
or
just
better than we were?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like you want your children to kind of exceed what you were, but you certainly don't want them to go through the issues to, you know, relive your problems, you know, carry the burdens that you carried. So, you know, that was one thing that I thought of because I lived with long-term depression for many years. And before I had kids, I did have that fear that I would pass on to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when she started down, you know, it might sound a little nuts, but when she started down this princess role, I thought if she go, because girls, statistically, girls who focus on the beauty ideal are more likely to have negative body image and suffer from some of the problems that afflict adolescent girls. So I thought that she was starting down this path that was going to lead her in the same place that I had gone, and I wanted to spare her from that. It wasn't just about not liking princesses. You know, the princesses are harmless. It was more about what they represented, the beauty ideal, the thin ideal, and also just succumbing to the expectations of others and what other people expect of girls and women. So,
Was that your journey?
Yeah. I think that I was very conscious of the expectations that others had of me. And I, you know, in the book, I talk about it a little bit about kind of losing my spark and my belief in myself and my love of life for too long. I think it happens to a lot of girls and boys.
No, I think it's a common problem.
Yes.
And, you know, where
but
are you at
I
in your
like
life
I
today?
I didn't want it to happen. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I know. I'm sure you didn't want your little daughter to go through this, the same thing you had felt, correct?
Well, also not for as long as I did, because I do think it happens to all adolescents. It's a certain stage that you go through. But I felt like I had not come out of it. You know, it took me too many years to come out of it. And that's what I don't want for her. But I was probably reading into the princess thing a little too much.
When did you come out of it?
I spent most of my 20s in a long-term depression. So I would say at the end of that decade of my life, I finally sought help, and I was able to enter the next phase of my life very fortunately.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you were able to. And now, is this your first book?
This is my, I wrote a couple of books under a pen name that were novels, but this is my first book under my name, and it's my first nonfiction book.
Wow, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
And it's kind of, it's funny because it's really a lot about your journey, isn't it?
Yes. It's about, yeah, of course, you know, I mean, she's a little girl. She's, you know, first of all, she can write her own story if she decides to when she's older. This was more about me discovering the princesses, working through all these issues, researching what it all meant as well, because there are some studies that have been done on about, you know, little girls who play with, who engage in princess play. And so it's about what I discovered along the way and also my trajectory as a parent and accepting my daughter and acknowledging, you know, my need to control and letting it go and just letting my kids be who they are.
And what is the message that you think the little princess raises?
I think that when I think the obsession with princesses is just a stage that some girls and some boys go through, and they come out of it. So I think what I would like, you know, first of all, I would like to share a laugh with other parents who've gone through it, because it can also be pretty hilarious, because the obsession is so intense. They refuse to wear anything but, you know, their tutus or their princess dresses and their tiaras and their cape. And it can be really fun. It can actually be a fun stage. And to accept your kid and accept yourself and have compassion, you know, and kind of let things flow, rather than trying to control it or imagining dire consequences, when actually a lot of this actually doesn't matter so much.
I love that. It's kind of acceptance, right? And learning to accept our children's journey and realize that we're really not in control of anything. When they're little, that's about as much control of trying to keep them safe within our reach. But from that point on, it's kind of their journey. And please tell me your name again, so I don't get it wrong. Is it Devorah?
That's perfect.
Devorah. Okay, great. Will you stay on with us? Because we need to take a really quick break. But when I come back, I want to kind of go through some of the things in your book. And if we could do that.
Sure, would love
All right.
to.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I would love to share something with you. Have you ever been to Mendocino Farms? I have a couple gift certificates for you, and I would love to share those with you right now. So if you could give us a call here at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And on our next show, we have Candace Hutching and her book, The Edgy Veg. Oh, my God. I heard this book is, like, super popular and everybody wants some. So I love it.
Edgy Veg.
Edgy Veg. Yeah, I like that. And then I've got Timothy Smith talking about his dictionary on sex called The Sectionary. I love that. We're going to have fun with this one. And then last, we've got Carlene Strange, and it's The Spiritual Nature of Animals. So we've got some great guests for our next one. And of course, right now, we are talking with Devorah, and we're talking about her book, The Feminist Guide to Raising a Little Princess. I know you have one more, a couple mentions. What do you want to talk about?
Well, we have Rubicon that Taking Sides is going through November 12th.
So yeah, that's which is over. Last this weekend.
It's a fantastic.
Yeah.
They were great.
I know.
To talk to.
They're always they were great
really
there.
Passionate
yeah.
about it. And then the one event, try and say this three times fast, the Ventura Winter Wine Walk.
There you go.
And Holiday Street Fair.
Yeah.
In downtown Ventura. That's on December 2nd, and that's from 12 to 8. And that just sounds like quite a
it's
fun
a blast.
Day.
They yeah. always do another great job. So, yep, we actually have some tickets to that. And we could put those out right now. And of course, call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And one of our team members will get back with you. All right, Devorah, and tell us, so why do you think we get scared when we have kids that are kind of the opposite of we are?
I think parents just get scared, period.
Right.
That's part of the experience of being a parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have anxiety, and sometimes it's justified, and other times it's really in our head, and we impart too much importance to certain things, and that's just part of the experience of being a parent.
I love it. I love it.
Today.
Now, let me ask you, what are we going to find in your book?
A lot of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a humor writer.
Okay.
And
but, let me ask you, and I'm not saying this in a rude way, but you have a lot of humor. Is that a cover up for your depression? Or because that, you know, I know it's really a blunt question.
All
I'm sorry, but
are, that's where they
but
get it that, from. Pain.
It is, yeah,
yeah.
It's pain
I was
that
just
they.
About to say, I think a lot of people who work in comedy and are writing humor have that in their background. I don't think that's so uncommon.
No, it's not. It's, yeah,
it's, yeah. I think it's like a choice that you make to focus on the lighter.
The lighter and brighter side, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a conscious choice for sure. There was a point in my life where I just really was trying to direct my thoughts in a more positive way. And I used to write, you know, really heavy, lugubrious things.
Right.
And that was part of my way out.
Mm-hmm.
And also watching comedy, reading humor, it all really helped me. And that's how I got started in that genre.
Mm.
Yeah.
And okay. And for anybody else that is going through this, you know, or maybe has their own depression and now they have children, it's hard to bring children up when you're in your own mess or your own nightmare. What would be your, give us some, you know, tips on that.
I was really lucky to have found the tools that I needed before I had kids.
Mm. What were the tools for you?
What's that?
What were some of the tools? Yeah.
Mindfulness, meditation. At first, medication. I was on antidepressants for a few years.
Okay.
And regular exercise. Just taking care of yourself. And if anybody's going through it, I would just really urge them to seek help. There's nothing shameful. There are people who can help you and reach out. It's really hard, but there's love and help out there.
Mm, such a great message right there. And let me ask you is, how can we help our daughters to navigate a society that idealizes imperfection? Okay, that's like another thing.
Yeah,
I know
right.
that, you know, especially well, I'm going to say it for boys, too. It really doesn't matter. It's not even a gender thing because, you know, you mentioned the body, you know, or feeling pretty
yeah.
or feeling unpretty, you know, or feeling popular, you know.
Yeah, I think we're living in a time where we are expected to be perfect, and our social media presence can feed into that. But I think this is preceded the internet as well, just trying to present yourself as a person without issues and, you know, maybe being ashamed of your flaws. So I think the first and foremost thing that we can do for our kids is let them know that nobody is perfect.
flaws are part of the beautiful human experience, flaws and being vulnerable and being real. Because if I could, you know, if I could pinpoint one, I mean, I think you pinpointed one of the fears, which is the idealization of perfection is one of the things that the princess culture might tap into. But it's also like a certain fake way of presenting oneself. So you want your daughters and your sons not to feel like they have to pretend to be anybody else other than who they are, and that they are exactly who they need to be. So that's a really good thing. And it's a good thing to cultivate in ourselves too, because our kids model themselves after us in the end. So, you know, do accept yourself too and have compassion for yourself and your own imperfections.
I think it's
all good.
I think it's interesting too, because as a guy, I know we have some blame in that, because, and it's a two-way street almost. But it's like, we need you to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. You'll chase that until you'll never catch it.
Yeah, perfect is perfect with whatever they have.
Absolutely, yeah. I truly do believe that finding out what's inside a person is more important than what's outside. And it seems like whatever, John. But it's true.
No, that is totally true.
Yeah,
behind every closed, you know, mind is, it's like to see really where they're coming from. And that's why I love my show so much, is to hear people's stories like this. And you know, and it's interesting, a lot of people, like you were saying, we write a book, but it's really we're writing our story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Devorah, where do we find your book?
My book can be found on the Penguin website. It's published through Tarcher Peregrine, which is an imprint of Penguin Book. Or you can go to my website, which is my name, DevorahBlacker.com. There's a link there to get the book as well, and you can find out more about the book. And if there are parents out there who are going through this and want to share their stories, their advice, their tips with me, I would love to hear from other parents. Who are going through this.
And you have more than one child now, right?
Yeah, actually the my daughter is my youngest, and then I have a son who's 10 years old.
Okay, and do you notice anything with him?
Actually, yeah, I mean, he's 10, and he, you know, I'm just relating to what you were just talking about a few minutes ago. I can see how much his peers are starting to influence him,
mm-hmm.
and his behavior and the person that he's presenting himself as being.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that is just, you know, look, there's no way to shield our kids from all the influences.
I know.
And it's more about giving them the tools and the love so that they can cope with it all, right?
Yeah, but it's also...
Yeah,
it just somehow I think our biggest lesson for our children is to let them know and love themselves and know that they're perfect just the way they are. And that is just the hardest thing, I think. And as I see the world and, you know, the depression and the sadness and, you know, and we were just talking with somebody on grandparenting. And if there's nothing else, I think that if you walk around, even if you're in a grocery store, or you're in a library or you're at a gas station, to just notice the beauty of other people and say, wow, you look really great today, or you've got beautiful eyes, or oh my gosh, I love your smile. It just makes me happy looking, you know, that's what our world, everybody's so angry and there's so many things that are disturbing other people. And mm-hmm. if people were just kinder, I think, and we need to be kind to our children. It starts at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Let's bring some kindness and compassion into the world. We definitely need it.
Yeah, and going back to, you know, if we are parenting, it's really hard because we're going through our own time and now we're trying to raise young children. And if we don't like ourselves or we don't feel happy in ourselves, how are we going to make other people feel happy? So I really appreciate your story, and please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to following you and having you come back sometime.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And do what you're doing.
That's
keep doing it. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You got it. All right, we are almost done. We've got a little bit of time. And what's going on with you, John? Anything happening? I just want to give your mom, Patty, a little thank you. Gosh, I just got this. It's so cute. Of course, you guys always know I love pink, first of all. But John just brought in from his mom, Desserts First Cookbook. And then it's got even little extra recipes. But Desserts First, a complete cookbook. And so we'll have to have your mom on.
Oh, yeah. She should talk for an hour if you want.
But, yeah, but there you go.
It's funny. I've eaten most everything in there.
Ah, okay. So what's your favorite thing in here? Is there a favorite?
Easy prime rib.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that recipe there is no fail.
Really?
No fail.
Okay.
And it works perfectly.
All right. Well, I was just on a cooking show, and I posted it on Facebook, and that was really, really fun. And if anybody's on social, you know, it's kind of my...
I have to check this out. Where was it?
Oh, you didn't get it? I thought
I
sent it to you.
Well, I probably did. I just
okay.
didn't see it.
All right. Well, go check it out. We'll talk about it a little bit. But anyways, we are at the end of our first hour, and of course, we've got a whole nother hour with some amazing guests. I hope that you stay with us all the way through. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Perfection is not an attainment, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't